You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by the AIDS.gov staff and was originally posted on December 18th, 2012. National and international experts in healthcare and mobile technology gathered in Washington, D.C. on December 3rd through the 5th, 2012, for the mHealth Summit, Connecting the Mobile Health Ecosystem. AIDS.gov joined government, health, private sector, industry, academic, and nonprofit leaders to learn and share about how wireless technology is being used to improve health outcomes in the United States and abroad, particularly how it affects HIV prevention, infectious disease, and sexual health. In 4 years, the summit has grown from 800 attendees to thousands, covering a variety of issues from a diversity of perspectives. The following are some of the themes that arose throughout the summit. Using wire technology, such as mobile phones and other digital devices, has been proven to be effective. In fact, many of the results presented at the infectious disease panel demonstrated that mobile devices have the potential to connect with high-risk populations and acquire data we need to understand and deliver services for healthy communities across the world. We also learned to jump in and try new things. During the HIV prevention panel, many panelists discussed the importance of building infrastructure and relationships with potential partners and stakeholders from the ground up in order to make an impact as technology and consumer usage is moving quickly. There is no substitute for trust. Wireless technology can be an irreplaceable tool to provide promotional health messaging to target populations. However, it is only a tool. If the message or intervention does not come from a reliable, trusted source, it doesn't matter how it's delivered. This was a key lesson learned presented at the Using Mobile to Improve Maternal and Newborn Health panel. Policy, infrastructure, and ownership are vital. Throughout the summit, keynote speakers and panelists alike noted that in the emerging mobile health field, there are still many questions. Therefore, proactively establishing policies and infrastructure and determining ownership of consumer information is vital for any successful mobile health program. Health literacy can make or break any intervention. David Muntz, the Principal Deputy National Coordinator of the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, told the audience at the Federal Policy and mHealth Update and Future Direction Panel to remember that it's not literacy, economics, age, and education that will determine whether this will succeed. The common factor we see is health literacy. We don't need to try to cross the digital divide until we try first to cross the health knowledge divide. To get more information about the 2012 mHealth Summit, and to watch a video featuring panelists from the summit, visit blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at aids.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.